Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Buckley from the Irish Rock and Roll Museum Experience is with me in studio today to tell us about the making of the Princess of Pop, Britney Spears. How are you?
And I am well. This is a wonderful and sad and tragic and amazing
because
tale.
We're talking about a pop princess or just Britney's story.
Well, yeah, well, I suppose you could throw a bit of both in there. She is an enigmatic figure and one who's, you know, at the age of 44 right now, retired from music due to, shall we say, personal reasons.
Yeah.
But to say that she has left a mark on the zeitgeist of popular music wouldn't quite be covering it, would it?
No, definitely not. Right. For those that don't know, where did she start?
She was the epitome of someone who was perhaps very much groomed for stardom from a very young age. Very much a theatre kid from the age of, you know, walking. She was taking singing lessons and dancing lessons and all of that. And she did make a few brief appearances in kind of musicals and things like that. And then she got signed up by Disney as a Disney kid.
So Mickey Mouse Club, wasn't that
exactly,
her kind of, yeah.
And other people we know like Justin Timberlake and what's his name? The other Ryan was in there as well. Ryan Gosling.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. They were all these kind of very sweet, all American kids. But she originally, the idea was that they were going to actually form her into a girl group, called Innocence, with sense spelled with an S. But that didn't work out. And the song that we've just heard, of course, is the one that announces her to the world.
Yeah.
Hit Me Baby One More Time. A song that was passed over by Destiny's Child.
How raging were they?
Yeah. Yeah, I know, right? But maybe, you know, sometimes fate deals the right person the right song.
I remember this. I think it was the summer after my first year of secondary school.
Okay.
Britney came to the stage. So it must be 1998 then, was it?
I think that's right, yeah. 98. Yeah, the very end of the millennia. Arrives this girl in a school uniform. Some people say the video is quite controversial in a way. But I think it was as innocent.
Sure, it was of its time.
It was as innocent as it was actually played. Little piece of video trivia here. The high school that was shot in is the same high school that they shot the movie Grease in. Venice High School in California. So, yeah, the famous musical with John Travolta and all that was shot in the same high school.
Place.
And this is just a massive hit.
This, like Baby One More Time, is it her most successful song?
It is actually her most successful in terms of this is number one, this is the one that launches her. She will have other massive hits, so it's a little bit, you know, to say, oh, will you start with your greatest song and then it's all in decline. This was such a big hit that really it set such a high bar. It's one of the highest selling singles of all time. So it is certainly her highest selling, but she will have some other massive hits. I'm not that innocent. You see, my problem is this.
I'm dreaming away. How many albums did she release?
9. In total.
Is it that many?
Yeah. This is the second one. So I've kind of stuck to a kind of a chronological flow here because, and also, Oops, I've Done It Again. Well, here's another massive hit. It's from the second album. So she is kind of putting down a statement saying, yeah, well, I had a big hit. I had a big album.
I can do it again.
I can do it again.
Yeah.
And I'm not that innocent as was previously reported.
Why do you think she stood out? Because there was a lot of solo pop artists at that period.
Yeah, I think if there's along comes an artist who perfectly captures the feeling of a particular moment. As I said, maybe she could have been lost a little bit in a girl group, but the all-American blonde girl next door who was bringing this effervescence to pop. And, you know, the first album is very, very much rooted in that. This is a little bit, well, I'm slow to say risque, but a little bit of, look, I'm growing up. I'm not that innocent. And we start to see the cracks appear a little bit as well in terms of her psyche. And it is impossible to talk about Britney without talking about her struggles. And of course, it's during this era that she has, I don't know if it's the shortest marriage ever, but 55 hours is pretty short.
Yeah.
Childhood sweetheart, Jason Alexander, a whirlwind romance in Las Vegas that was annulled 55 hours later. That's a short marriage right there. And she has been married three times. Mm-hmm. The second one, she has children, of course, Kevin Federline, and the third one, Sam Asghari, I think is how you pronounce it. She's also divorced from him. They don't last long.
There's a lot of difficulties, but obviously, I suppose, it's hard to talk about it without talking about the conservatorship as well.
Indeed.
And I suppose the prominence that would have played in her life, even during some of that period.
Absolutely. And I think this is something that, you know, people came too late. They obviously they weren't aware of it. The public wasn't, they obviously knew this was a girl who was struggling. So her very, very public meltdown in 2007 certainly brought that into focus. But the reality was that behind the scenes, this was not a happy person, and that she was really struggling. And this thing, I mean, this is one of those moments where the world got introduced to a new word. You know, we weren't really that aware of the concept of conservatorship. I actually saw a documentary recently where someone else, a guy called Bam Margera from Jackass, he was one of those guys, and he was subject to something like that as well. And it was only the second time I'd heard this. But yes, her father really kind of takes the reins. And then there's this counter movement, the Free Britney. And I've talked to many people now. Maybe her father, without being unkind to the situation, maybe he wasn't quite the right person, because he obviously had vested interests in her career and all of that. But I think we can all agree that perhaps Britney needed minding.
Absolutely, yeah.
She was in trouble, and she still is to a certain degree. And she's kind of retired, taken a step back from music. But, you know, if we look at the body of work that she's done, I mean, she will go down as a queen of pop. I'm a slave for you. Now, again, I chose it also partly because of what we were just talking
about. Absolutely,
yeah. You know, this is, I mean, hit me, baby, one more time. This ain't. It's kind of raunchy and risque.
It was kind of her in an entirely different period, though, wasn't it?
Entirely different period. Maybe Britney Unleashed to a certain degree, or trying to definitely take a step into what we might call more adult pop and R&B. And it's a different image of her.
Mm.
But also, if we read between the lines, we're also seeing the struggles and
Absolutely.
The fact that I am here, perhaps not entirely for my own benefit.
The other thing to mention, her music videos were also a huge part of her singles.
Absolutely. And I mean, again, with the pop princess label comes a responsibility, or a pressure at least, to present yourself as this incredibly glamorous, visually striking. So these videos are really, you know, perhaps almost as memorable as some of those songs.
This is one of my favourites.
Gimme more.
I feel like I'm back in CP's in Galway, listening to Britney. It's brilliant.
Yeah, I was aware of choosing this today that I'm...
How do you rate her? Because, like, I love Britney. I've seen Britney twice.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
Saw her in Ireland. God, might be 2017 or 2016, whenever she last played Ireland, I saw her. And I also saw her about 10 years ago in Vegas, actually during her residency.
Wow.
She did a residency in Vegas, and
Look
I saw
you,
her there.
Vegas.
But I didn't know at the time, because remember, we came out of that gig and we said, God, she didn't really seem that into it. But sure, that was...
And that's 2000.
That was the
but this
period
is 2007.
Yeah.
This is the year where, I won't say it all goes south, but certainly the most public representation of it. And of course, this song, this is iconic for her live performances. I don't think I can quote the bit that she starts at the start, but it's Britney.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know so many people who absolutely love this person. So you ask me, like, where do I rate her? She's an icon of pop. As I've said previously, a lot of the things we cover here sometimes maybe not exactly my bag, but I will never rain on anyone else's joy in music. Yeah, I mean, this, I mean,
would you listen to her albums?
I would not listen to her albums, but if Hit Me Baby One More Time comes along, I actually do that in karaoke. I have been known.
Well, I have to say, that's the last thing I ever expected you to say.
I have.
When did we get you at the Christmas party?
Honest to goodness, it is listeners off the hook.
Alan Buckley and Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Yeah, and I have to say, I don't wear the school uniform. Just rid the people of that image.
Your final song you've selected
is my favourite Britney song.
Toxic.
I think it is, because, don't get me wrong, the biggest hit is the one that hit the first one. This is her second biggest hit.
It's a serious tune.
It's a serious tune. It's an amazing video. It's just a perfectly crafted pop song, but it also hints at the darkness and the toxicity and the reality that I'm doing this, but maybe I'm almost being, I'm put out there, and I'm not maybe fully at the steering wheel of my own existence. And I suppose that is the tragedy of Britney, is the brilliance of the pop mixed with the clear struggles that are behind the scenes. And I think this song really illustrates that. And it's a banger of a pop song. As I said, I think it's my favourite. But it does hint at the complexity, and I like that about it too.
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. If Britney is ever back on stage,
you're there.
I will be there. She is the queen of pop. I love her.
In a school uniform.
Alan Buckley from the Irish Rock and Roll Museum Experience. Thanks a million, as always, for joining us here in Lunchtime Live to tell us about the making of Britney Spears.
It's Britney.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.